This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city as we honor the late, great B.I.G., either songs of his own or collaborations, as the anniversary of his death was March 9th.
March 9th.
Yep. So hour number three is Barry.
Is me.
Is you.
Yeah,
Barry had hour number
Barry
two.
Did the second hour.
Right.
Most of my songs are from the Life After Death album.
Mm-hmm.
So good one. If you like that album, you probably will like hour three. If you don't like the Life After Death album, you're probably going to hate the music that's being played in hour three. But speaking of dates, March 14th.
Okay.
Familiar?
No.
Steak and BJ night.
Oh.
The reason why I bring this up is, what kind of precautions do you take, all things considered?
What are you worried more about, Nick? The steak or the BJ?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Can you say that on the radio?
I think you can.
Okay, I think you're... All right.
BJ Armstrong was a point guard.
You can absolutely say it, Trey. Yep.
BJ Daniels, the you know, he played running back for the Ravens.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
You got any more?
PJ Daniels.
Any more?
That was PJ, not like P, like with like play, not B.
Yeah, I get the P's and B's confused sometimes. Okay.
Which could explain a lot, Trey, in terms of a lot of different things, to be honest with you. You got to stop getting your P's and your B's mixed up.
Now, I thought when I Googled this that I would find a whole bunch of like precautionary articles about, steak and BJ night, but apparently no one's really concerned. That's not going to stop anybody from steak and BJ night.
You figured BJ's, the restaurant, would really capitalize on this holiday and have like a special or something, but I guess they missed out on that one.
Would you like to concoct a special at BJ's?
By the way, Mario Ellie, I don't know if he said clock in the first hour, by the way. I forgot to tell you.
That got me, too.
Did you see me side-eye you?
I looked at you. I was like, did he say clock or did he say... Well, never mind.
Wait, time out. Did you also...
Did you dump it, by the way?
No.
Oh. Yo ass is grass, Trey.
Yep, well, it's been real.
Did you also hear what he referred to as the home of the Cougars?
What?
The fajita center.
No, I got a text.
Somebody said that.
I was talking to Brandon. I was like, I don't know who said it. It might have been Joel. It might have been me.
No, it was not me.
Maybe
I know what it's
me
called.
Who called it the fajita center instead of the Fertitta center.
Yo, I saw my man Nick at the fajita center the other night. I was like, well, it's the early of the show. I don't want to piss him off. I'm not going to.
I missed that part, but yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Shout out to him for signing my hat, though. Really cool.
That is cool. Well, Mario's cool. I mean, if he's cool about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just shout out to him. Okay, so...
And shout out to Joel for coordinating.
You were
the whole
afraid
thing.
To ask. Okay.
That's true.
So he needed you to be a liaison, bro.
I need him to be a leader. The Mariners are going to move forward with home games outside of Seattle through the end of March, following the Washington State declaration yesterday that banned large group events. Anything over 250 people is not going to be allowed in the state of Washington. They had scheduled to open the season at home at Safeco Field with a four-game series against the Rangers from March 26th to the 29th, then host the Twins in a three-game series from the 30th through April 1st. They are working with the commissioner's office on alternative plans.
See, I feel like considering it's, Washington and their threshold is 250. And remember, when I said San Francisco said 1,000, I wasn't 100% sure, but I believe the article said 1,000. I don't see how you don't reduce it if you're California to 250. I mean, if 250 is a threshold, 1,000 is a lot more. I feel like this is just going to get more and more serious. If you're California and you're looking at these other states and they're reducing it down
to... You are correct on 1,000, by the way. Sorry to interrupt, but it says the team's decision in Golden State, in Oakland, and San Francisco to play the game without fans coming up tomorrow night against the Nets is in direct correlation to the fact that the San Francisco Health Office prohibits events where 1,000 or more people are assembled.
Yeah. So I feel like you look at this new threshold and you're like, you know what? Maybe 1,000 is not the maximum. It might be lower. I can see them. I'm not saying they're going to do that. I'm just saying I can see that being a possibility because you're trying to reduce it. Like Smart Financial Center here in Sugar Land,
mm-hmm.
That's considered a small venue. I think the maximum seating is 7,000. Like, it can expand to 7,000 or something like that.
It's
it might be closer to 5. I know it's a small venue. It's less than half.
It's less than 10,000 for max capacity. Is under 10,000, and then they, like you said, they can shrink the venue to make it a more intimate setting for up to like for 1,500. Something like that.
And that's the whole point with a lot of these newer venues. That's kind of the trend with especially venues that are being made now is they want that intimate factor. You know what I mean? And even back then, we can't see the comment, but yeah, we'll just get the answer into here.
Yeah. So basically on this Warriors decision to play the game without fans, the fans will be getting a refund for the amount they paid on the ticket, which you know the organization is not happy about.
No, there's no way.
And they said as part of how they will proceed going forward, they are still meeting about the matter and further direction could come from the league and that Board of Governors and Owners call that is supposed to be taking place right now this afternoon amongst all the NBA Board of Governors. So this thing is not going away. It's now baseball. It's now basketball and football, as we've seen, because of the fact that the postponed NFL draft – the Warriors playing a game without fans. The Mariners not playing home games in Seattle through March. So, like I said, every day is a new announcement, a new challenge. We mentioned the World Health Organization has called this a pandemic.
Yep.
I think Ohio just announced that they're banning fans as well.
Yeah, Ohio has said that no fans will be at Ohio NCAA tournament games.
So does that mean the Cavs aren't going to have any fans show up for their game to watch, like, Colin Sexton and
I see what you did there,
Trey. Kevin Love?
See, this is what you did. This is all your fault.
Not really.
No, this is your fault.
Did I tell
Nick
you?
Nick Sciarra, this is your fault. Because he's following the mold that you have created. So therefore, he is trying to be you and be in the middle of these conversations.
It's all good. We love Trey.
There's the one thing we have to clarify. Yes, I say it all the time. You hate Trey. Love Trey. We love Trey.
Look what you did, Trey.
I'm sorry. No. I'd like to apologize to all the listeners for making that joke about Ohio and all the fans. Danny Cleveland Cavaliers fans, I'm sorry.
Because, you know, they chime in on the stream a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
They come in a
bunch. We have a massive Cleveland base, and you've just absolutely destroyed them. Destroyed them.
They're pretty mad. They got their Colin Sexton jerseys and everything.
Now, this is interesting, though, because you mentioned, Trey, about the Ohio Governor Mike DeWine saying that, you know, all the NCAA tournament games will be without fans. That's also relevant because of the fact that Houston is due to host the Sweet 16 at Toyota Center.
Yeah.
So this is something that Houston fans got to be very careful attention to, too, because we said we hadn't been thinking enough about the fact that with March Madness upon us, that the tournament games are going to be affected probably by this, and they'll be next in terms of what the decision's going to be made. But that's a big deal to have Toyota Center have an event like that, and now we're probably facing either one of two solutions, which is one, they're going to be games without fans, or two, that they'll probably just move it or cancel it.
I know I keep going back to the economic impact, but just to add perspective of what goes into a decision like that, right? So South by Southwest in 2016, the economic impact was $325 million for that city. The Super Bowl in 2017 brought $347 million in economic impact to the city of Houston. That's only $22 million more. The South by Southwest was only $22 million short of what the Super Bowl brought to Houston when it's compared to what South by Southwest brought to Austin. That's how much money they have to consider foregoing. That's why it's such a slow decision. But now it's getting to the point, especially since the status is kind of elevated, that it doesn't really matter. It's just a bad look either way. I think I saw something on TMZ about Joel Osteen.
Oh, really?
This is the blue check. Joel Osteen's mega church services not canceling amid coronavirus pandemic.
That
this is according
you?
To TMZ. That's a bad look, in my opinion. Yeah, well, that's really bad look. I know so Barry.
So was how he handled everything with the hurricanes and natural disasters in this town. So does it surprise you that the almighty dollar is probably going to be the one that's driving that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine. I mean,
you think you can pass the plate via the internet? Just saying. You know how much that church brings in every weekend?
Isn't it 50,000?
From the start of services on, I think, Thursday night
through
Sunday night, it's over $1 million a weekend.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, with considering how consistent the revenue is, I don't see why he can't...
Now, I don't know if that takes into consideration the stipends and the things that they already just take direct deposit off of people's checks and things like that, but that's a large number.
I was talking to Steven from Culture Map about him once, and he's like, people don't realize how big Joel Osteen is. Like, this dude is like worldwide.
Like 6'5"?
Well, physically, too, I guess he's big, too, Trey. I don't know. Maybe. Is he 6'5"?
I don't know. You
Google
just,
that. Google
I'll
that.
I'll Google it.
Confirm that for us.
You ever seen him cover Major League Baseball, Trey?
Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
He's done that?
Yeah. You know what his, you know what his pen name is?
No.
Jeff Passan.
Oh, okay, because they look alike.
I've never seen him in the same room at the same time. I'm just saying.
Jeff Passan. I don't really like Jeff Passan.
Okay, I don't think you're the only one.
Don't.
A lot of Astros fans probably agree with you. All right, before we go to break, Aggie Joe wants to get in here on the coronavirus. Aggie Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Joe, I've told you before, I used to live in Portland. And in Seattle, Oregon hasn't had a coronavirus ban yet. And they have a really, really cool AAA stadium.
Oh, I know they do.
Here downtown in Portland. And I've been there back in the early 2000s when I lived there. It was the Portland Beavers. They were the Padres minor league team. And it's a really, really cool stadium in downtown. If they were smart, if Oregon doesn't put a ban, they would play some games there and, you know, make it a priority. Because Portland, for 20 years, has been begging for a baseball team.
Joe.
And I really think that that would be a good deal for them. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, you beat me to it, Joe. I was going to say the same thing. I used to live in Portland. Beavers games were hyper fun to go to. The stadium is it's like Wrigley Field. It's a mini version of Wrigley Field, carved right out into a big part of one of the major portions of the city. They used to be the AAA affiliate of the Dodgers. Then it bounced around. But now, true story, they are trying to get Major League Baseball to come to Portland. So the Mike Barrett, who used to be the play-by-play guy for the Blazers, is the president of the group trying to get baseball to Portland. And the two major investors that just signed on, Sierra, Russell Wilson, they're trying to get baseball in Portland. So I'm right there with you. If Seattle's moving the games, I would say Portland would be a great option for them.
You're talking about the PGE Park? Is that the name of the menu?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. They also, I think the soccer team plays there as well.
Okay.
The Timbers.
Yes, they do. There's a, it's a soccer. It expanded to a soccer and football stadium in 2010, according to
Do you guys remember, this might be a little too, you guys might not have been old enough. You remember the legendary baseball highlight of the minor league baseball player that actually runs through the outfield wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe his name was Rodney McCray. But it happened at that stadium in Portland on that field.
Really?
Yeah. That's where he ran through the wood fence. So
I think I remember hearing about that, actually. Yeah. And that was based, like, didn't that happen in a book, too? Apparently, like
that he ran through the wall.
Yeah, but no, it was like in a book. Like, I don't know.
Roy Hobbs.
Yeah, no. Something like that.
I'm watching the video right now.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah. Does it say what his name was?
Rodney McCray.
There you go.
Oh, you're right.
There you have it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with a Way Back Wednesday on the usual suspects. Plenty more to get to, including your calls or your texts and tweets. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us. 713-780-3776. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. You check it. I don't smoke with the best of them. Shot at the...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, fun fact from our great suspects. Got a text during the break. Rodney McCray, Coach Crash, youth travel team coach in Houston for the Rebels. Great guy. Works with a former Reds and Rays minor league pitcher, Calvin Medlock, at Westbury High School. Very cool story. That stadium, like I said, is just carved out of a really neat kind of offset downtown area in Portland. And there's a health club that's built up over the right field wall of that fence where he went through. And literally their cardio room was right there in right field. So it would be like ideal real estate if you had like a major league team to have like a suite. But people at night while you were at games for the minor league team, you'd look up and there'd be people on treadmills and bikes watching the baseball game.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I don't think that would exist now, but no. I can see that back then. Yeah, you're right about the real estate part. They would probably want to make make those seats and make some money.
Another text said, and this goes to the state of Washington saying, no gatherings of more than 250 people. Now the XFL Dragons playing with no fans.
I saw that too. I saw that text. So I mean, look, I think it's only going to get worse and worse until they can get a hold of everything. I would imagine this probably expands through May, in my opinion, because from everything that I've seen in terms of vaccines, and I don't even know if vaccines is the life and savior of the situation, it doesn't look like it won't come through until the end of March. So by the time they get this produced and people actually buy it and believe into it and actually use it, I mean, and it could be a lot longer than that. It could be a lot longer than that.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think this is going away and ending anytime soon. It's just a matter how each league, you know, decides and quite literally the bigger question becomes, is it going to be handled by the leagues or is it going to be handled by the local governments? Because we've already seen now with California putting a max of 1,000 on gatherings. We've seen the state of Washington at 250. We hear that the leagues are meeting. Now the leagues all got together, NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB, to decide the policy on no more media in the locker room. But are they all going to get together and be on the same page, or is this going to be the leagues deciding, or the state and local governments deciding? Because no one knows at this point, right? Everybody's chiming in, and every governing body, whether it be league-wide or politically, are chiming in with these new laws.
I would imagine the government, I would imagine the government is what supersedes everything. I mean, if they feel like a certain amount of people can't be at a particular venue, I think that goes all across the boards, whether you're an entertainer, whether you're just doing a convention and it's not necessarily an event or a sporting event. Maybe you're just holding some sort of convention. Look, Las Vegas has like the world's biggest electronics convention, yeah. I think, each and every year. Yeah. What's going to happen if this, you know, if I don't know when it happens. I think it's at the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. But at the end of the day, if that was happening right around the time the coronavirus was becoming a pandemic, I don't see how you can even hold an event like that. So I think the government wins in this situation. And look, the media is going to follow this through to a certain extent. A good part of the media is educating you about it. Mm-hmm. Some of the media is probably putting a scare in you too. Regardless, they're going to document the whole situation, take everything in. It's like the internet. It's really saturated.
You bring up an interesting point. There's a big difference between the reality of the virus itself and then how the media is choosing to portray it, right? Because when you talk to the health officials, they're just worried about simply telling you about ways to try and avoid getting it, you know, what you can do, how serious it is. But then with the media, with every story, sensationalizes everything to where now everybody's thinking about, can I not even have my kid in school, even if no one at that school had a positive test? Can, you know, is this a concern? Is that a concern? So there's new information out there every day, and people are just trying to disseminate what's reality versus what's possibility, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. And I think that from an NBA perspective, when we talk about the Board of Governors, the luckiest of all the leagues right now is the NFL, because all they're worried about is the draft. They're not playing games.
Right.
But even from an XFL standpoint, but we talked about the NCAA at the height and peak of their biggest revenue generator in March Madness. You got the NBA getting ready for playoffs. You got baseball getting ready to start. So you've got some really tough decisions, and I think the NBA is trying to be proactive, regardless of what the government and what, you know, governing bodies in each state and city decide. They're trying to come up with a proactive solution. I just don't know what that is, because there is no positive solution for how you take into consideration all of the different concerns that people have and trying to avoid the worst case scenario, but also get the best case scenario, what people want, which is NBA playoffs and, you know, start a baseball season and all these different things.
I think you're right. The NFL probably has it the best because they're going to lose basically one event in the event that this goes away by the time, I don't know, their season starts. They lose one event. Yes, it's a big event. But for the most part, a lot of that drafting can be done without it being televised. Obviously, they're going to lose money in that
you
dynamic.
You televise it. Just do it all online.
There you go. I mean, for them, I think you're right. The NFL probably... I think that MLB has to be concerned because if this keeps going when their season starts, now you have road trips that are, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 days long. You know, in the NBA, yeah, there's sometimes, like, in the instance of James Harden and Russell Westbrook who have... You know, who love California, they might want to travel there early. So they might stay there for more than one day.
Sure.
But that's very common in MLB schedules because you're on the road for 4 or 5 games at a time.
Yep.
I think that's a scary situation for the MLB. But I can't be in more agreement with you about the NFL. You know, if they get through this offseason and for the most part everything is eradicated, they can probably start this, their regular season with little to no. Impact, you know?
And the other thing we take into consideration, Nick, is the fact that you would think from an NBA perspective that you didn't want Golden State to go out and do what they did. Wait until after the Board of Governors meetings and see if there is a blanket decision made by the league before you as an individual team go out and say, we're not going to have any fans in the stands for our game Thursday night. However, they felt pressure because they couldn't wait any longer right. based on the ruling for the state of California.
Right.
So that's another thing where you're going to have a back and forth because you're going to have local government trying to put down their distinct law or new rule in place for the time being, as opposed to leagues that are trying to do the right thing for the benefit of the entire league and all the fans of say, the NBA.
I mean, you go to ESPN.com right now, there's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 headlines? 3 of those 6 headlines are coronavirus related.
Yep.
It's just populating everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And it's going to be around for a while. That money is just God. The worst thing is it's something new and something everybody has to educate themselves about and educate themselves about quickly, especially in the health realm.
All right, David wants to get in here on the coronavirus before we go to break. David, what's up?
Yes, sir. Like, I think the coronavirus is getting a little bit too over-exaggerated. That's just my opinion. Everybody's got one. But I have a friend of mine whose daughter is going to San Diego State in California. And they have shut down all classes, and everybody is supposed to go to online classes for this because of this. My point is, like, is that there are more people that die from other diseases and hunger in the world, let alone every month, for this to become like this crazy.
So are you not washing your hands?
I wash my hands all the time because I work at the Galleria Mall in Houston, Texas.
That's like, right down the street from us.
We're washing down the rides and everything that everybody touches. Like, but everybody should be doing this on the norm. Now, all of a sudden, because of the virus, like,
I agree with you.
Freaking out.
I agree with you there. The lines at the bathrooms are incredibly long.
David,
a lot of
let us know what rides, by the way. Trey would like to hook up and see if he can get some free passes
yeah.
before
That's
the end of the day.
He told us in our ear.
No, I'm not going to do that and jeopardize where I work because, like, we're very cleanly and very clean. And it's just like I work at – that's just mowing my second job. I work at a hotel industry at the Marriott. So, like,
Trey likes to keep it very hot, David. So, we appreciate the call. But yeah, Trey, now you got a spot the Marriott if you need a room on short notice.
We appreciate
that. Dude was really getting into it.
Yeah. So, we appreciate David's call. Look, I mean, that's what I said. The other thing is that no matter what the actual facts are that are out there and the new news stories of the day, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, each individual, and we're getting families that are saying, look, my wife's really concerned, like Lisa is, about really being hypersensitive towards the kids. Other families are saying, it, like David, look, it's just like the flu, and you know what? So you're sick for a week or two, and then it passes, and you're going to be good. And some people believe only the elderly and the very small infants are going to be the ones in jeopardy. But I got a hard time believing with all these thousands of people that have died that they're all either old or infant.
Well, here's an updated statement by the NCAA. It reads as follows. NCAA COVID-19 Advisory Panel recommends against sporting events open to the public. We do believe sport events can take place with only essential personnel and limited family attendance, and this protects our players, employees, and fans. So it feels like the goal is not to cancel everything altogether, to keep these events going, but with a hell of a lot less people everywhere. That's probably the smarter idea at this point.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because to the caller's point, look, Rice has been, I think Rice has canceled classes. There's a local.
Well, they had their case early. I mean,
there's a high school that's canceled, that's postponed classes for two weeks.
I saw Joy School or some sort of school named Joy in Houston. They just closed because one of the staff members came in contact with somebody with coronavirus.
I think St. Thomas High School is basically postponing all classes for 2 weeks. Now, granted, spring break is supposed to be either this week or next week, so they do get one of those weeks back. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to see more of these announcements on a daily.
Yeah, every day. I expect it to be all week at the very minimum, right?
No doubt about it. We are going to be all week as well, as Nick's going to be in for Barry all the way through Friday. So we're going to continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 30 minutes on the clock as Nick is here for Barry. Trey is in for Nick. Do we know, Trey, is it just today for you?
I'll have to ask. I think it is at the moment just for today.
Are you going to lobby to do this show again, or are you just...
I can. I'd love to. This is a great show to produce, but we'll see.
Is it better than The Screamer at night?
I'm not going to have that
My boy Pat Creighton?
I'm not going to debate with anybody. I love all these shows equally.
Well, I love Braddock and Creighton too, but you can be honest.
That's an absolute fabrication.
You do not love
our shows equally.
I love all these shows equally, 100%.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. 100%.
First of all, you know you're forced to love The Blitz or AJ is going to hold it over your head.
That's not true. The Blitz is a great show.
I didn't say it wasn't a great show. You know he's going to hold it over your head if he finds out you like anybody as much as them.
Were you ever scared of AJ? Because you said you were scared of me.
Slightly, but not as much.
If anything,
like you were he would actually
hurt you.
But you were like literally mad. Like you.
What if he head kicks you though?
If
I head kick you, you won't even feel it.
No, like I'm pretty sure I would feel it. Like. I wouldn't want to mess with you, Nick, you know.
He stepped in an MMA cage. I'm not even at his level.
Well,
you could step in a pile of dog crap and hammer on people.
I probably could.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When you get triggered.
Yeah, I do not care.
That was what worried me so much is that you were mad. I was like, man, he's really mad and I don't want to mess with this guy.
Nobody wants to put fear in Trey.
Well, you
the
did.
Jugs.
Whether you liked it or not, you put fear in
it
the jugs.
It was my fault.
How can I make this up to you?
It's okay.
What do I got to do to make this
it
right?
It wasn't your fault.
Don't let me throw out a suggestion.
I'll leave you two guys
to work that out. Now, if Barry was here, you'd be in trouble.
He would start saying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
You have to go strip down to your underwear and dance 8 circles around Trey in the production room and then run at least 1 lap through the office.
We've hung out outside the studio when you were in it. Didn't I go to the racetrack with you?
Yeah.
And we hung out.
And it was all fine.
And you had drinks and you got drunk and you hit on this redneck lady, remember?
That's only like partially what happened.
You wore a Kevin Durant Sonics jersey?
That did happen one time. It's been a couple of times we've hung out, I think. Me, you, Joe George.
Yeah, see?
Chris Tubbs, I think, was there.
Joel. You've got the story all wrong. You're painting this picture.
Ooh, what do you mean?
You're painting this picture that I'm this evil guy
He was scared
so
to death
true.
Of you.
Well, I was more scared that you were going to be mad forever.
You thought he would hit you, and you know
I didn't think he was going to hit me.
He came in and trained with me once a week following that incident.
Yeah, but that but cardio, like, that was after we kind of chalked it up, you know.
We chalked it up.
Yeah, we that was after like
you didn't chop it up, you chalked it up.
Don't ever flip me off again, and I was like, I'll never do that again.
How about you and Tyler? Are you guys okay?
Tyler's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that about Tyler.
He asked, are you guys okay?
You guys will never be okay.
Tyler's helped me a lot in this, in like when I started with the Blitz. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Some things he said kind of made me mad in the past, but you know, it's all water under the bridge.
Do you want to share that with us? What did he say?
He didn't. No.
You aren't going to be okay if you say it again. I'm just letting you know. You're gonna open up an old wound for both of you.
Yeah, I think it might just be best.
We appreciate you, and I hope you're producing the show tomorrow.
Okay? Yeah, I do too. You know what? You've done good today.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've talked about this. Here comes the news and the hits that just keep on coming. Now, your friend Nick Shams Charania, blue check mark and all, has just tweeted out in the last 5 minutes: the NCAA's men's and women's tournaments are going to be held without fans. Hey. Only essential staff and limited family attendance will be allowed for both the men's games and the women's games. Obviously, even more impactful for the fans in Houston who were anticipating, instead of having it at a large venue like NRG, to have it at Toyota Center and have a major event like that was a big deal. And you talked about the revenue it would have brought to the city as well. Now all bets are off because of the fact that no fans are going to be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, whether you want to blame it on the media, putting everything into panic mode, or not, I feel like they've done enough due diligence. If they're venues are doing that, that's a pretty serious situation, man. It is kind of scary for sure.
I'm worried about what NASCAR is going
to
do.
We're not. With that being said, let's get some of these calls before we get to the break. Singh has been holding. He wants to talk coronavirus. What's up?
Hi, guys. Just wanted to say about the guy who commented on the call before.
Yeah.
If people don't take care of this coronavirus, or some people said corona flu, 3.5% doesn't sound like a big deal. But if it's not taken care of, that's roughly 290 million people wiped off on this planet. So that is a big deal.
Well, and we appreciate the call. Look, man, the other thing is, think about how long we've been dealing with the coronavirus as opposed to what we've been dealing with the flu. You know, it's a 12-month thing, and we know what the flu is. This coronavirus has only been around about a month. And so when you start factoring in the numbers based on the limited amount of time that it's even been a thing, it's a serious deal.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, the fact that they're canceling all these, just the attendance factor alone is crazy.
Yeah, your point there is very well taken.
The TV revenue is not going to make up. It's not going to hurt as bad, but it's still going to hurt.
They're not losing money per se because they have those massive TV deals, but they're losing money from a ticket sales perspective in a big way.
Right.
So with that said, he called before. He's calling back again. We appreciate it. Let's get him in before the break. White Magic. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just wanted to comment on the whole coronavirus thing. Since they're canceling the rodeo and they're canceling this and canceling that, can we just cancel the Blitz too? Because they make me sick from 4 to 7. I'll hang up and listen.
I had a feeling, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Kind of knew where that was going to.
I wasn't sure if he was going to go down that road.
Thought he was going to go at Clarence. Normally Clarence was a target of his.
One thing you can never take away from White Magic is his delivery. That's why he's so funny. He's a funny dude. White Magic is hilarious.
It sounds like he's either in a bathroom or a library. He's kind of subduedly quiet, like, hey, guys, I'm actually calling from below my desk. But
yeah, he might be working, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do have a lot of suspects that do
At least
that.
He was a better call than he was last time. It was awful, his last call, and we hadn't heard from him in a while.
I've never really heard of bosses firing themselves, so I imagine the Blitz is not going away for a while.
That's a good point. Fair point. All right, with that being said, we've got a few more fair points we can make, but we're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. They're coming up next. So don't go anywhere. We'll have one segment to go, put a bow on it, and turn it over to them. Before we go to the break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you about them for a little bit of time now. They just came on board with us, and I'm telling you guys, if you got some issues, if you don't have energy, and you're looking for the energy to go maybe work out again, or just have enough energy to plow through your day with families, kids, other things, or maybe you're having some trouble in the bedroom, and you need some help, there's only one place to go. It's Apollo Men's Health. Simply put, because they're going to treat you like you're a member of the family. That means that if you don't want to be seen in waiting rooms and you're really uncomfortable with the fact that you're trying to tackle this problem head on, they're not going to make you wait in the waiting room. They're going to have you come in to an examination room away from the public, talk to you personally, get to know you, and then tell you all the ways that they can help you with your with whatever you're dealing with. As you walk in the door, they're going to make you feel at home, offer you water and Gatorade, and talk to you about what you're there for and what they can offer to do. It's just because they care about people in Houston. Their locations are in Pearland and Lake Jackson, and they literally care enough to make sure you get the very best in all that they have to offer. They have cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy that reduces your weekly visits, also but maintaining your overall wellness in a more convenient way, so you don't have to make the frequent visits that you do if you don't have a job that can do that, but they also can do those weekly visits. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, and any way that they can help you increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Call today, 832-664-9966, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment there. Most major insurance accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out. They're good people doing great things. Apollo Men's Health.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through. Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Keep it tuned right here because after we're done, Fred, AJ, Aaron, The Blitz, they're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. Trey, I assume you're just going to hang around and then you got another show to produce tonight? Or?
I do. I have a show, Late Hits, from 7 to 9, but I'm going to go to dinner with my friend and then I'm going to come back. What's her name?
Yeah.
Brittany.
Ooh.
My friend Brittany, but I've known her since high school. She's just my friend.
Okay, well, that's cool.
You say she's just a friend.
Pretty much.
You say she's just a friend.
Pretty much.
So when does that change?
I don't think it will.
Why, have you ever had feelings?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Well, what do you mean you don't think so?
I don't know.
I think everybody knows themselves well enough to know if they are.
He said he's asexual. Remember,
doesn't make any difference. Even asexual people have feelings.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know, dude. It's
who's buying tonight?
I think it'll be both.
You're going Dutch?
I think I'll probably pay for it because I suggested we go.
So it's a date, that's but you're trying to downplay it.
I don't think it is. No, I don't think it's that.
Will you shake hands at the end of the date?
We usually like hand hug.
Hand hug?
Yeah, it's like where you put your hand on someone's hand and they like your thumbs like it's
now with the coronavirus, weird. Would you do that still?
I don't know, maybe.
See if you would still partake in it.
I don't want you producing the show tomorrow if you're doing a hand hug.
I won't.
You will do a hand hug?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, Nick. Here's the thing. If you're willing to risk all of the things that are going on with the coronavirus to hand hug someone, I think you have feelings.
I would agree with that sentiment. And perhaps I'm being a little emotional because an hour ago I was endorsing you and saying I wanted you to be producing tomorrow. Now you're giving hand hugs.
Mm-hmm. I promise you. If that's a deal breaker, I won't do it.
All right. Well, here's another disturbing tweet that I want to read. I'm hoping that this tweet is an absolute lie.
Okay.
But we may need to quarantine a suspect from any of the remotes that we might have in the coming weeks. But Brother Bear, you know Brother Bear?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Barry had to like mute him because he kept.
I think that's right, but I have not.
High question volume.
Shout out to Brother Bear, yep. One of Brother the Bear's better suspects dude. Out there.
Indeed.
I work for a lab testing company and management has decided to start testing the coronavirus here. However, the samples will not be labeled to reduce societal panic. WTF, he says. What's wrong with you? Now,
first of all,
I don't want to
be careful because I don't want him losing his job.
I don't want to. Exactly. So I don't want to throw them under the bus. So I still Googled lab testing facilities in Houston, Texas. You want to start listening and guess which one Brother Bear's on or works for?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to go through all
I'm
of
just
them,
kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's pretty much going to DM you and tell you anyway.
I just hope that's not true.
I hope you're right. I mean, look, every day as this thing gets worse, and I think you made the point that really needs to be considered more than anything else. The NCAA, the NBA, the NFL, MLB, they wouldn't be doing these things that they're doing now, making these changes and making these really, really substantial moves if this thing wasn't really serious. For all of you that think it's just like getting the flu, it's time to take a step back and realize this is a bigger deal.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, and I was just kidding with Brother Bear, but the reality is maybe they're not labeling it, and this might sound crazy, because there's some weirdo out there that if he does see the label, he goes out and he tries to spread it. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that at all. So, I mean, there's so many different weird measures that you have to take. You know what I mean? And yeah, there's probably measures that they have to take that they can't let the public know about.
Yeah, I mean, look, just like, and even with Brother Bear, I'm sure he's a very important member of the you know, business practice that he's involved in. But there are layers. And just like I know, I wasn't involved in every decision that the Rockets made.
Right. And I think I really, like, if you are loaded, like a really good situation is if you had like a spare house, like in the middle of nowhere, and you know no one's been in it. And
you just don't know how. I mean, look,
you can kind of quarantine yourself there, but
We talked about with the whole Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation. But look, even if you're somewhere out, you know, in the woods, there's still going to be interactions. There's still going to be 6 degrees of separation that can somehow, you got to get food. You've got to, you've got to have food in your, wherever you're going to go stay. You've got to go pick it up. You got to get those kind of things. You got to do some things. So, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you want to believe the people that say the best course of action, just keep living your life. Keep doing the things you've been doing, but just wash your hands more frequently. But I don't think it's that easy.
Man, well, I'm on the Amazon.com, the hand sanitizer. I'm searching hand sanitizers. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they have a lot. I just feel like if you add it to your cart, it probably... currently unavailable. So they're selling out like crazy.
Well, they also did say that no matter what you get for hand sanitizer, it's still you're still better off and safer if you wash your hands. You just have to wash for 20 seconds.
I've never felt like my hands are clean after sanitizer anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I just got a notice from Taylor's school that effective immediately, you know, I used to walk her in and then I could walk her to her classroom, put her stuff, her backpack away, and then walk her to the lunchroom for breakfast.
You can't do that?
I'm not allowed past the front desk because of the coronavirus.
Hey, I'm okay with that precaution. And then they're gonna bring Taylor out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and then after school, same thing. In and out. Once she gets past the front desk, she goes to her classroom, she does everything.
Just temporary situation. Yeah. Obviously Taylor would like you to go walk up there.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be the one that's gonna have the hardest time with this, but you gotta be safe.
Yeah, you have to.
All right, before we get out of here, Tony wants to get in here on the coronavirus. Didn't want to leave him hanging. Tony, what's up?
Yeah, a little birdie on the street told me that Charlie Blill is coming down with the coronavirus today. So that being said, I was just wondering if Nick and Jose could just have a permanent slot between 11 and 1 because that's a much, much better show.
Listeners hating on shows today? What's going on? First White Magic pooping
sure
all
hope
over
I
the...
I don't bring it out of people.
Is it you?
I hope not.
Well, you just put it on you.
Yeah, that's true.
So now when you say it's on me, it really
now
is.
Now we're just going to blame you. Every single time some listener calls in and poops on another show, we're going to say, you know what? It was Juggalo
Nick,
Trey.
How long you known Tony?
My whole life.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Are y'all really close?
Jeez, Trey.
I love Trey. Trey's been getting a bunch of positive texts on the text line.
You have, by the way. You did get a lot of love today. People love hearing
Everybody's
you on the show.
Everybody's like, I vote Trey. He doesn't have a list, but I still vote for Trey. Trey in studio all the time.
I appreciate the loyal suspects coming in and giving their opinions. I appreciate the positive feedback, and I love you all.
I think it's easy to vote for you when you're at a distance. They don't know that we may have to circle back and interact with you after you give your hand hug to Brittany.
That's not... listen, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give a hand hug to anybody.
You ever kiss Brittany?
No.
You think we can trust him? You think he...
I'll tell you what. You might have to text us after dinner tonight and just let us know how everything went and without lying.
You need to live stream your date. Live stream your date because I want to make sure you're not hand hugging anybody.
Have you ever hand hugged Patrick Creighton?
No. I don't think so.
Jason Braddock?
Nope.
Periscope it. Periscope it, Trey. Are you producing tomorrow? Have you found out?
I have not found out, but I can talk to Aaron.
Would you hand hug Nick?
Yeah, Nick's cool. Ooh. Nick's the homie.
You're scared.
Nah, no.
I'm scared of you now because you've
evidently
got
he's not. He's gotten over his fear.
No,
he's looking for a hand hug. No, he wants a little hand hug from you.
That's not happening.
Yeah,
that's not happening. Who knows how many hand hugs he's already given Brittany, and then he's over here passing it around the fourth
floor. Probably in the hundreds.
Oh. So, what do we call? By the way, what do we call Are they late hitters?
They're called late hits. We got some respect.
No, I'm talking about the fans of the show. We've got suspects.
Oh, okay.
We got blitzers. We got sons of bench.
It's the
morning.
It's the I don't know. I got to come up with a name now that you've put this.
I'm okay with switch hitters.
Or the pinch hitters.
Pinch hitters, see, switch hitters.
I don't know if pinch hitters is
that doesn't make any sense.
No, that would he be insulted by you calling them the pinch hitters?
I don't
hitters?
Think so. No. No,
I think he'd be. I think they'd both be offended by switch hitters.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right. You did a great job today, Trey.
Thank you, sir.
You did too, Nick.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Special thanks and shout-outs to Mario Ellie for joining us in the
awesome.
First
check
hour of the show.
Check that out on the podcast.
Yeah, check it out on the podcast. ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page for the suspects. Menu comes down. Hour number one into hour number two was Mario Ellie, but we appreciate you listening. Nick's back tomorrow. So am I. We'll see who's producing the show and who gives a hand hug and determines his fate. Don't stick around today, Trey, because if AJ finds out you've got a date tonight, it's off. You're just in big trouble.
It's not a date.
For now, it isn't. By the time he gets on the air, it definitely could be.
It's not a date.
We'll see. All right. Y'all have a great night. Blitz coming up next. ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.